Civil servants accused the Jonglei State Executive, which includes Governor Dinei Jokchagor, Deputy Governor Antipas Nyongkucha, and state advisors and ministers, of increasing their salaries by 300% while doing nothing to help ordinary government workers. A source who spoke on condition of anonymity for fear of reprisals says the decision to increase salaries of the executive was passed during a Council of Ministers meeting 2 weeks ago. Before the increase, the governor's monthly salary was just over 160,000 South Sudanese pounds. The deputy governor hint just over 159,000 South Sudanese pounds. Advisors met a little over 150,000 South Sudanese pounds, and a minister hint about 150.5 South Sudanese pounds a month. The new governor's monthly salary is more than 480,000 South Sudanese pounds, the equivalent of about $1,200. The deputy governor will receive more than 477,000 South Sudanese pounds. Advisors will hint just over 450,000 SSP. Ministers will make just over 450,000 SSP, and the chairpersons of independent commissions will hint about 311,500 South Sudanese pounds a month. The salaries of the civil servants remain the same. Civil servant Maj Gabriel Grang from the Jonglei State Ministry of Education says the decision by the state executive to increase their own salaries is illegal. Garang says it is a clear sign that the state coffers are being looted by top officials.
It is illegal according to the constitutional rights of all the citizens of the Republic of South Sudan. Everyone should be actually included in form of inclusivity as far officials or those who are in the executive or maybe in the higher positions should not only increase their salaries, they should also increase the salaries of all civil servants in the state and even across the country. So I call it a kind of a dehumanization.
Civil servant Alir Kuot says Governor Chagur and other top state officials are discriminating against the rest of the Jonglei state citizens.
We were very optimistic when the president talked on 9th July, because they talked of 100% in increment. If someone has been paid 5,000, that means that person will be 10,000. Our state should not only increase the payment of senior officials, and they leave out the civil servants. The civil servants from director generals, from the other directors, and the inspectors in different ministries, and all the people who are working in the state. So that is my appeal as a good citizen of this state. Because if the president has put the increment for all and the state brings these disparities, then that is discrimination and will bring inequality.
Bol Dengbol, a civil society activist with the board-based advocacy group Interpret South Sudan, says it is wrong for senior officials to put their interest first.
I would like to call upon the government, our governor, Dinei Jokchagor, and his deputy, Ambassador Antipas Nyongkucha. I know they are leaders in their own way. I'm calling on these two heads of the state, of Jonglei State, to at least try to raise the scale of civil servants beyond the current scale. This scale is just low. And even the scale that the government promised on the Independence Day, 100%, is completely way too low also. So I would urge, if I am to give my view, at least 400% or 500%.
Bol says state officials should increase the salaries of civil servants based on the cost of living. Gadwich Kok, a spokesperson for Governor Chagur, who is also the Jonglei Secretary General, told South Sudan in Focus today he is not ready to comment on the salary increases of top officials, but says he is aware of civil servant complaints. He says civil servant salaries were not increased because the amalgamation of the workforce from defunct states has not yet been completed. Kok referred this program to Jonglei Information Minister Berenica William Deng for any further comment. Deng says she could neither confirm nor deny the salary increases of the senior officials.
I'm not sure about that. I think it has not happened, but I will get back to you if I get the information about it.
The cash-strapped South Sudanese government has been struggling to pay its employees regularly as the country's dire economic situation worsens and inflation soars. 2 months ago, President Salva Kiir unveiled a plan to increase the salaries of civil servants by 100% and directed the Ministry of Finance and the Ministry of Petroleum to allocate 5,000 barrels of crude oil per day to pay civil servant salaries. 98% of South Sudan's economy is dependent on oil exports. In December 2015, South Sudan abandoned a fixed exchange rate and surrendered its currency, the South Sudanese pounds, to trade freely in the market against the US dollar and other foreign currencies in order to compete with the black market. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.